Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Okay, due to the holiday season and technical impossibilities, we will not do the regular weekly MLS update at this time. However, we will address some sales issues. I do want to wish everyone, since it's the holiday season, a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah. If you're not celebrating Christmas or Hanukkah, please call me after the program and tell me what the meaning of life is, because I don't know. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You can call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Okay, so the big countdown is, as of December 22nd, year-to-date, 1,023 closed escrows of single-family residences. 1023, 1,023. Now, have there been more than that? Yes, they just haven't been reported yet. If you go back to 2001, and the big race is, the big countdown is can we avoid being the low, having the fewest number of sales here in 2005 since at least 2001, when the yearly total at the time was 1,054. So at 1,023, we need 32 more sales from December 22nd to the end of the year. Now, to really complicate it for you, I revisited 2001, and the 1,054 sales jumped up to 1,068. So an additional 14 sales were trickled in and reported after I had originally assessed it. So now that you're completely confused, just focus on something else. We're looking at some sales here. I mentioned this quickly last week. We didn't have much time, so I want to revisit this, addressing condos and single-family residences. Now, year-to-date, as of December 16th, 2005, the median price was about $1,270,000. And remember, that was a drop-down. That third quarter was $1,345,000, which was unbelievable, of 2005. Unbelievable. 292 sales in that quarter, which marks the lowest third quarter since 2002. Okay. $1,270,000 year-to-date as of December 16th, 2005, single-family residences only, and just through the multiple listing service. That represents a 24% increase from the median price of 2005, which was $1,025,000. Did I say 2005? Represents a 24% increase from 2004. $1,270,000 as of December 16th, 2005. Median price represents a 24% increase from 2004, when it was $1,025,000. And that, in 2004, represented a 19% increase from 2003, when the median price was $859,000. And that represented a 14.5% increase from 2002. And we'll stop there. Now, in condos, as of December 16, 2005, the median price year-to-date, $675,000, which represented a 16.7% increase from 2004, when we were at $578,000 for the median price of condos. And that number represented a 22% increase from 2003, where the median price for condos in 2003 was $475,000, and that represented a 14.5% increase. So what we're looking at in the last 3 years of single-family residences is 14.5% increase in 2003, 19% 2004, and 24% 2005. That's single family. Condos in 2003, they were up 14.5% from the prior year. 2004, they went up 22%. And 2005, they went up 16.7%. Okay, that's stats. A little Christmas story here. This was written a year ago by a listing agent who was desperately trying to sell a listing. His name is Jeff Oyen. He used to work with Coldwell Banker, and now he works with Pitts and Bachman. I didn't get his permission to read this, but he sent it out on the email a year or so ago, and I'm going to read it anyway. 'Twas a few weeks before Christmas, and all through the town, no noses were frozen, no snow fluttered down. No realtors in flannels were tucked in the beds. This is Santa Barbara. They were caravanning instead. In front of 1218 Olive Street were dads and moms, admiring the cactus and native palms. The slumbering agents were dreaming with glee in hopes to find a commission check under the tree. They all knew Santa was well on his way in a bright red Mustang instead of a sleigh. Jeff drives a red Mustang. The tropical moon gave Santa Barbara a glow and lighted the way for St. Nick below. The chimneys are sparse, but that caused little gloom, for Santa Barbara came in through the family room. He stopped at 1218 Olive Street and stayed but a minute and emptied his sacks of the gifts that were in it. But before he departed, he treated himself to Cafe Mocha Latte I left on the shelf. He said, "If you agents want commission checks, show 1218 Olive Street. It is a legal duplex. Sell this great listing. Jeff has the blues. He wants to go to Disneyland with Kathy Hughes." The agents now wondered, is 1218 Olive easy to show? Santa yelled to them, "Yes, it's lockbox vacant. Go." Then Santa turned with a jerk and bounced into the car. Remember, he still had to go far. He was jamming to the Beach Boys, and he stepped on the gas, and up the 101 he went with a flash. But I heard him exclaim as he went on his way, "Merry Christmas to all you realtors. I wish I could stay." Kind of got into a rap there, you know. Well, thanks, Jeff, for that material. I did read. Oh, I do want to not let this time go by, because about a week ago, and I missed this opportunity, Sinead O'Connor turned 39. And I did bring in a picture. I was hoping we could, you know, put it up on the wall. Or maybe instead we should put it up. There you go. Happy birthday, Sinead O'Connor. Turned 39. If you didn't get that, you didn't watch Saturday Night Live. Okay. Here is a doghouse standards ordinance up in Berkeley. Now, let me say that although I'm going to make fun of this, I believe that, not only am I not going to make fun of it, I'm not going to have time to read it to you. But we'll talk about it next time, about a doghouse ordinance up in Berkeley. And is that going to be a problem? Are they going to be able to fix it, fix the problem of abusing dogs? Hey, we're at the end of the show. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coal Banker Realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, or you can call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-2428, if you want to buy or sell a property, or if you have any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.